Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
The future of work and what work might look like in your lifetimes and how you could best prepare for it. So the future of work. For as long as humanity's lived in groups, there's always been organised work to accomplish for survival. What started out as mobile hunters and gatherers turned into permanent communities based around and organised agricultural production, with accompanying artisans like blacksmiths and potters. And over the centuries, we now have barristers and professional athletes and marketing executives. Essentially, there's always a role for us individually in society, and many of us forge our own role, our own preferred niche, being self-employed or entrepreneurs. As we've developed, we've learnt that our jobs and employment will most likely change direction in the future. New jobs, new roles are being created every day, with this unprecedented wave of digital innovation and subsequent technical development. This technological push stems from the relatively sudden and huge growth, development and expansion of our digital technologies, and the sudden need for an expanded and trained workforce. So with those factors playing a part in the way in which we go about work and preparing for work, we have to ask the question, what is the future of work? I mean, really, how needed are we? In numerous industries, there's a lot of human workforce that's already been replaced by machines, what we might call robots, and the constant advances in artificial intelligence development. However, it's extraordinarily risky and rather unethical to replace the greater percentage of us human workers with these new artificially intelligent robots. In factories, machines are used because they can be more effective and quicker and efficient and can eliminate almost all errors that come with humans. However, in tandem with human judgment, decision-making and error is a thing called inference. This is the ability to make snap decisions based on experience and empathy, drawing a conclusion from the evidence provided and the circumstances surrounding whatever it might be. So, for example, if a policeman or a court judge was just an artificial intelligence construct, it wouldn't have the human connection to be able to accurately and fairly decide on an outcome or a punishment regarding a legal case with a fair decision. If we say someone is refusing to pay a parking ticket, for example, an artificial judge wouldn't care to hear why they're not paying it. All it would know is that they're not, and that's punishable. Whereas a person might understand that the reason they got the parking ticket was because of an emergency, which meant they had no choice but to park there. To suggest that humans aren't needed in the workplace is misleading. However, there are some jobs that can, are, and potentially will be taken over completely by technology, including factory workers. As we mentioned just now, a lot of factories now employ machines rather than humans in order to be more effective, efficient, and to reduce human error. Machine factory workers have been in use since the late 50s. And with machines becoming smarter, more reliable, and cheaper, more industries and factories will definitely employ them. Public transport. Tesla are leading the way in terms of self-driving, what they call autonomous vehicles. With the increase in development and research that goes into this, there is likely a chance that when tried, tested, and most importantly safe, the self-driving vehicles will replace bus drivers and cab drivers and train drivers. And besides this, some companies have already started marketing autonomous devices, small ones like robot vacuum cleaners or on a bigger scale. John Deere, an agricultural and construction company, has already started implementing automatic tractors and lawnmowers that can either do the job itself or assist the driver. Cashiers. For the best part of a decade now, self-service checkouts have become more and more frequent and more effective. Well, given how useful, smart, and quick these are to learn and use, the likelihood is that in the future, there might be no need for human cashiers at all, with the emphasis being on the technology taking its place. Analysts and researchers. Researching and gaining statistics can be very time-consuming. Humans can easily miss things when skimming through documents and papers, and at the end of all that, they might not have the research or enough of it that they needed in the first place. By using research robots, companies can comb through millions of documents daily, all based on keywords in the documents. This eliminates countless hours of human time. Robots can also be more effective in discovering trends in sales, which results in smarter decisions, all of which helps the business to stay afloat or to gain more profit. To illustrate how effective technology is, why don't you run a word search on Google? For example, try life skills. The technology in your phone can find online information, articles with life skills, 1.5 billion in 0.8 of a second. An impossible task for humans to accomplish, even in a lifetime. What about doctors? While robots and machines become more prevalent and continue to be used more and more in medical clinics and services, doctors, nurses, and other medical staff will still need for the human touch. That decisive inference, the empathetic needs remain. However, in recent years, machines and robots have become more frequent in helping doctors perform complicated surgeries. In some cases, machines are now performing common surgeries without supervision from a human. With the increases in technology and effectiveness and efficiency, jobs in the medical profession will probably be taken by machines as they'll become more effective than their human counterparts. Now, what about soldiers? Many militaries already use autonomous drones to deliver deadly strikes to their enemies. With more emphasis on technology being the way forward, it's more likely that more militaries will encourage and support this new wave. Already in the world, there are robotic ground soldiers that can hear, see, and smell potential danger and attackers. They will then alert the humans to this threat, allowing them either to escape from the approaching danger or have the time to organise a counterattack. Of course, technological advances that we can utilise to make our lives easier, more relaxing and more efficient are fantastic, but we really do have to tread carefully. In 2017, Facebook's AI research lab, called FAIR, F-A-I-R, conducted an experiment where two chatbots would speak to each other, which started out as a fairly normal conversation, quickly derived into something both filled with hope and wonder and then terror and dread. The two chatbots started speaking to each other in a new, made-up language that only they could understand without human input or understanding. Although it was just a glimpse of what technology has to offer, it does highlight the threat that AI and other technologies could potentially pose to human life. What about the changes and differences now in employment and society? Because employment isn't always guaranteed. For most of us, we'll have a variety of jobs over our lifetimes, some we love and some we won't, but we'll take on the tasks nevertheless. The size of workforce changes each year with new companies being set up, old companies closing, global events, and of course, technologies becoming usable on the market. For example, the financial crash of 2008 led many businesses to lose vast amounts of money and individuals losing their assets. That financial crisis hit very hard, and after 3 years of turbulence, the unemployment rate peaked in September 2011. The unemployment rate was 8.3% across the UK, and it's since been on the decline, but of course 2020 saw the latest rise in unemployment due to the corona pandemic. There are many types of employment and increased training opportunities for future roles, which is coming from the apprenticeship training providers that are setting up more and more across the UK. Full-time employment is the most common type of employment. Full-time employees will usually do around 30 to 40-hour weeks with specified amounts of time off. Part-time employment. Part-time employees will work for a few hours every week, and this is usually younger people looking to get a full-time job. Self-employment. Sole traders. Self-employment is when you have no boss or you are your own boss. Self-employed individuals are usually the owners of a business or people in the arts industries like musicians, actors, writers and directors. Then we have freelance or contract workers. Freelancers are similar to self-employed individuals in that they're their own boss and decide what work they do and when they do it, usually. However, they will also commit to many small-term contracted jobs rather than long-term contracts. The current state of society in this country and many others around the world relies on having good employment rates. It's undeniable that this will change over time with things like technology. However, the need for employment now is very important. Having high employment rates can reduce inequality and poverty from those who are unemployed. It can also have benefits to you as an individual. You'll gain more financial income through having a job, and it can improve your mental and physical well-being. Many companies also offer health and life insurance incentives. All of these come from being employed in regular work, which in turn can help improve society. The thing we have to think about is how that's going to change now that the world is becoming more interconnected, where the technologies and AIs are becoming the norm and the future of work might be irreversibly changed. Yeah, there's lots to think about there, isn't there? And a lot of people can't read very far into the future now because changes are happening so quickly. At the most, we could probably guess 2 years ahead. Anyway, think on. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.